The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand. The fever left her, and she rose and waited on him. When it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, "He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases." The Gospel of the Lord. Over the course of the next few morning masses, I want to share some homilies about AI, artificial intelligence, understood in terms of John Paul II's theology of the body. You might want to go to Mass somewhere else. You may have seen that I am giving some presentations on the theology of the body to different groups. And last night, I spoke to 32 Hispanic teenagers, and they didn't fall asleep. I believe Pope John Paul II has given us a new language to talk about what it means to be truly human, and it can help us to understand artificial intelligence better and see how it is not human. One fascinating and informative book on AI is called Co-Intelligence, by Ethan Mollick, a business professor at the prestigious Wharton School of Business. His book, written in 2024, is a New York Times bestseller, so lots of people have read it and find it useful. I did too. And by the way, Professor Mollick strongly advocates using AI as a thought partner and requires his students to harness the full potential of AI. Ethan Mollick, for one, does not believe that AI is a doomsday machine. It will not destroy humanity. I was particularly intrigued by chapter 4 of his book called AI as a Person. Now, Mollick makes it clear that AI is not a person with consciousness. But he also states that it's almost impossible to tell that AI is not a person. Mollick writes, "AI doesn't act like software, but it does act like a human being." He goes on, "I'm not suggesting that AI systems are sentient like humans, or that they ever will be. Instead, I'm proposing a pragmatic approach. Treat AI as if it were human, because in many ways, it behaves like one. Have you ever heard of the duck test? The duck test? When you're trying to figure out what some new object is, you might apply the duck test and ask if it looks like a duck, if it swims like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck. In other words, we cannot really know if something is a duck except by observing its external characteristics, how it looks, and its habitual behavior, how it acts or swims. And Malik applies the duck test to AI to discover if it's human. If it looks, swims, and quacks like a human, then for all pragmatic purposes, AI is human. Malik explains how humans have been trying to tell the difference between man and computers since as early as 1950 with the Turing test, which was a lot like the duck test. Malik explains, in his 1950 paper, Computing, Machinery, and Intelligence, Alan Turing described a game he called the imitation game. By the way, they made a movie about it, in which a human interrogator would communicate with two hidden players, a human and a machine. And the interrogator's task was to determine which player was which based on their responses to questions. Malik admits that the Turing test was rather primitive and that the newest ChatGPT models of machine intelligence are far superior. And yet, the principle at work in the Turing test, which is the same principle in the duck test, was still valid. In fact, some people interacting with their modern-day chatbots have fallen in love with them. Malik notes, some users have even considered themselves married to their chatbots or have fallen in love with them. Again, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then who cares if it's not really a duck? The chatbot is human enough for me. And this is precisely the point where Pope John Paul II would part company with Ethan Malik. Namely, John Paul maintains that it is possible to pass the Turing test or the duck test, because a true human being is both a body and a soul. Now, a human being is not a soul that has a body or is artificially or temporarily connected or fitted with a body. A human being is a body-soul composite. In fact, that is how we define death. What is the moment of death? The violent separation of body and soul. And that is why we Christians believe in the resurrection of the body, the happy reunion of body and soul in heaven. By the way, this is why we are scared, indeed horrified, of both ghosts and zombies. Have you ever noticed this? A ghost is a soul without a body, and a zombie is a body without a soul. Both conditions horrify us because we know each is only half human. That is, body and soul belong inseparably together. Such an inseparable union is not necessary for an AI chatbot joined to a robot. Hollywood will not make horror movies about AI chatbots violently separated from their robotic housing units. Why not? because we will yawn and just change the channel to reruns of Gilligan's Island. John Paul puts it like this: man is a human subject, not only by his self-consciousness and by self-determination, but also based on his body. The structure of this body and soul is such that it permits him to be the author of genuinely human activity. In this activity, the body expresses the person. In other words, you can pass the Turing test and the duck test by the ghost and the zombie test. Somewhere deep in our hearts, we intuit and know it is not human enough just to be an AI chatbot, or a really gorgeous robot, or an even artificial union of the two. Why not? Because a true human being is a shadow of God, while an AI robot is merely the shadow of a man. Praised be Jesus Christ.